Blog Talk Radio.
Bit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of Fit for Life Radio. I am so glad that you can take time out of your busy day, your busy morning, your busy life to come and spend just a few minutes with me and my special guest today, because we got something good for you, and I know we all need this. We talk about how words can hurt, but words can also heal. And my special guest, if I can say her name right, Mary Ellen Zaganovich, hope that's right. Mm-hmm. She is joining me today to talk about her journey with words and how she has used it to get herself through so many things. You're going to be so, like, taken aback and inspired and just kind of like, wow, when you hear her story. So I'm going to let her come on in just a minute and tell you all about her wonderful self. I met Mary Ellen about a few months ago through Linus Woods Mullins, who I've had on the show, done plenty of things with Linus, and love her to death. So all the people who are associated with Linus I know are awesome anyway. So Mary Ellen is going to come on the show in just a minute, get my words together. Jeez, just had so much stuff going on this morning. I've been in the car for like 3 friggin' hours trying to get some stuff done. It seems like there's no snow in Atlanta, in Snowlanta today, but there is some ice out there. Did not bother me, but apparently some other people were having issues, and I wanted to go to the bank today. It was closed or open late or something. I'm like, what? What's going on with that? But, hey, it'll be okay. So everything will be all right. I want to let you guys know that if you've been listening to me at all, you know that my new program, 25 Pounds Down, that's 2-5, and then PounsDown, is about ready to start. You got like a day and a half to get in on that thing. So actually tomorrow night it's starting. So I've done something really, really special for everyone. We're taking $50 off. $50 off of it, so you can go in there right now and look at it. But I have a link. If you missed somehow, I don't know how you would have done it, but if by chance you missed the webinar, I have a link for you. So if you will go to www.bit.ly/nakedtruthweb, that's NakedTruthWeb, Naked Truth Web, then you can get the on-demand recording of the Naked Truth About Weight Loss webinar that I did with Dr. Stukes, and that is 5 simple steps to drop 4 dress sizes in 6 weeks and finally have the body you dreamed of. So you can go ahead and get that. It'll tell you all about the program and stuff, but you want to know what those 5 secrets are. Among them are why the treadmill keeps you fat and how good dental hygiene can help you actually burn fat. So you want to know what those are. So go on over to the Bit.ly link, and that, again, is bit.ly/nakedtruthweb. So go and check that out. And if you decide to become, join us with the program, 25poundsdown.com, then you will get $50 off up until the program starts. And then after it starts on Wednesday, you're not going to hear any more about it from me, except to tell you how great the people are doing who are in it until the next time we launch it, which will probably be the end of this year. So now, getting back to our guest today. Mary Ellen, are you on the line?
I am, Carol. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining me. And I know you're in the southern part of the hemisphere, too, and you experienced a little bit of ice and stuff. But, you know, it doesn't stop the people who need to get things done, right?
Went and worked out this morning.
Awesome. Awesome for you. I did not get a chance to work out yet, but I am going to. So I would like for you to tell people your story, and then we're going to get into talking about how you can find peace with healing words.
Okay, my story. Let's see. I'm Mary Ellen Zaganovich. You said it perfectly, Carol. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
My story began when I was 6 years old, and I was diagnosed with epilepsy. It was petit mal temporal lobe epilepsy, And my family thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to anybody. So even though I looked okay and I had petit mal seizures and was very controlled with medication after a while, I had the self-esteem of nothing because I felt like I wasn't accepted in my own family. I was told all the time growing up that I couldn't get married or have kids because at the time that I was growing up, which is I was diagnosed with epilepsy in 58, people with epilepsy in this country couldn't marry or have kids until after 1963. And I knew that, I know that because I became a speaker for the National Epilepsy Foundation trying to teach parents and teach people with epilepsy that they are not epileptic. They part of them has epilepsy to deal with. They are still perfectly good, loving human beings. So I went through that, went on to college, graduated magna cum laude in education, joined Alpha Chi Omega sorority, and I remember telling my sorority sister that I had epilepsy, thinking that they would throw me out of the sorority the next day. And she just looked at me and she said, so what? And I was like, what do you mean, so what? I've been told all this all my life. What are you talking about? And so that was my first acclimation that I was okay, that I that although my family hadn't been trying to hurt me, they were trying to protect me. But you don't see it that way as a child. So then I did get engaged to a guy, and it took me 6 hours to tell him that I had epilepsy. And he said, oh, my gosh, thank goodness that's all it is. I thought you were going to die. And I was like, okay. And so that was my second acclimation that I was okay. Did go on to have a child, and at the age of three, she was diagnosed with epilepsy. At that point, I called my mom, which was the mistake, and I was crying. And I said, oh, so Stephanie's been diagnosed with epilepsy. And she just yelled at me. She said, well, I told you you should never have kids. And she hung up the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my mother-in-law, I called her, and I was crying harder by this time. And she was just a wonderful lady. And she said, well, Mary Ellen, do you love her? And I said, well, of course I love her. And she said, well, then it'll be all right. And it ended up being a misdiagnosis on my daughter. I studied with a doctor, Richard Matson, at Yale New Haven to help my daughter get through this. And he told me that he didn't know why she was diagnosed. She was basically diagnosed on the fact that I had it. But any three-year-old's EEG is going to be abnormal. Although I never thought about going back and suing a doctor because that was my biggest fear coming to pass. I could have made a choice not to buy into that picture. I could have made a choice to research it more, and I didn't. I reacted instead of responded, and I went out and had my tubes tied so I could not have any more children because I thought I was so guilty. Well, that marriage came to an end, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1986. Now, when I was diagnosed, since I'd gone through the epilepsy, which ended up being a blessing instead of a curse because I had learned the strength that I had. So I thought when I was diagnosed in 86, they didn't have any medication. So I learned how to handle it myself. And I learned about what MS is and what MS isn't. And then when they did come out with the shots in 92, since I'm doing as well as I am, I decided to handle it my way. It's my, I call it my MS monster. It's my monster. I can deal with it the way I do. Not that I don't use a few prescriptions when I need them. I do not use any of the MS shots, and I never have, and hopefully never will. I work out religiously. I'm very strict with my diet, what I eat and what I don't eat. I use meditation. I used to teach yoga. And I keep my mind, body, and spirit in balance through the healing words, Life Lessons to Inspire, that I write about in my book. The book is just a little book of 73 vignettes on everything from awareness to faith and forgiveness that people need to learn to wake up to what is going on inside of them instead of placing blame on everybody else. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, or a long nutshell. Sorry, Carol.
That's okay. You know, that is so amazing. That's why I wanted you to tell your story, because your story is truly amazing. And really and truly, you have blessed me today. You know, just, I mean, I've heard your story before, of course, because we talked a little bit before coming on the show. But I don't know. I guess I just needed that today, really, because, you know, you and I were talking earlier. And I'm going to share with this, my audience out here, because, excuse me, I logged on. Couldn't find any of my shows. That's what happened last week. I couldn't find any shows. I'm like, what's going on? So apparently the platform that I use for my radio show, Blog Talk Radio, has changed something. I'm going to get on the phone with them today and see what in the world is going on. So immediately I'm like, oh, what's going on? You know, this is so inconvenient to me right here. I had everything, and now everything's changing. And I mentioned to Mary Ellen, and I said, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to look at another platform to use, because this one wants to charge me more money to do this. And Mary Ellen goes, without skipping a beat, I want you to know. She says, well, Carol, what you do is so important, getting the word out there about fitness. And I was like, you know, you're right. I mean, I've had the show for 6 years now, and the listeners out there, every time something has happened in my life, something good, something bad, something indifferent, whatever, you know, I share it with everyone who's out there, and you guys have been amazing, totally amazing. And you know about my struggles with my husband having a stroke, me going through breast cancer, my daughter and her issues and stuff, and new issues with the daughter. But just really standing, you know, standing in God's, standing and allowing God to just direct me as I do. So you coming out today, Mary Ellen, just really, I don't know, it just really blessed me, I think, because to hear somebody who has gone through it, and I know a good friend of mine who has epilepsy. She's a young girl. I think she's probably in her early 30s. And then another friend of mine who just got diagnosed with MS, and they kind of have the same attitude. You know, you would never know that they have what they have now if they didn't tell you. And so I'm definitely going to make sure that they hear this this episode today, because I think that you will definitely bless them with what you're saying. And I just applaud you. You know, it's so funny. When I was going through my breast cancer and my husband was going through a stroke, and I'm sure you experienced this, when you start talking about what you've been through, people say, oh, you're just so brave and you're so strong. And you say, no, doing what I got to do. It's not like I'm strong or brave or any better than anything. I'm just living.
Yeah.
And what a way to live. What a way to live, to take control of everything that's happened to you and just do it. So I love that about you. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you, Carol. And like I said before, what you are doing, because so many people in our country and worldwide need to get fitness into their life, whether they walk, whether they stay at home and work out. You can use soup cans for weight. You can do whatever you want to do, but just do something. Move your body.
Right.
It's so important.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I know we're going to get into your book and the healing words and all that, but I wanted to get a little bit more information about you, epilepsy, and MS. Now, how does exercise affect you, having these two conditions and diseases? How does it affect you negatively and positively, or is there a negative about it? Or, you know, how did you know to do this fitness thing would help you sustain your life for this long?
Well, when I was little, and of course being told that I couldn't do stuff, I don't know if I was being rebellious or what, but I always did it anyway. And so I became a cheerleader in high school, and I was always into some kind of fitness. I studied ballet at the Atlanta School of Dance until I broke my ankle, and I don't know if I had a petit mal seizure or what. I don't know. But, you know, you do what you can, and my household, my family was so dysfunctional because there were a lot of verbal abuse and emotional abuse. I just wanted to get out of that environment, and I always knew that I had God with me. I always knew I had angels with me. I always knew that there was a strength inside. I mean, it's like you said, you know, at the time when you're going through the epilepsy and being told you're not good enough or whatever, you think, well, why don't they love me? Why can't they just love me the way I am? But what I went through, or what God put in front of me, wasn't to hurt me. It was so that I could learn these lessons. And then the MS was there so that I could learn from it to then teach people and be a valuable resource to anybody out there that's listening that wants to know how to reach that strength inside them, how to reach that healing part inside of them.
Mm-hmm. definitely.
Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense because my birthday was February 6th, so we share a birthday month because your birthday is what? February 22nd?
February 22nd. Now next
Yay.
Week or Sunday or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So we share a birthday month. So you are are you Pisces?
Yeah, I'm Pisces.
Yeah, so I'm Aquarius, so we go together, fish and water. But for my birthday, I was really, really sick. I didn't feel good at all. I felt kind of like I don't have vertigo, but if I could describe it, that would be what it felt like. I just felt nauseous and sick all day, and I don't know why. And I said, okay, I'm not going to let this go. I'm not going to let this get to me. My husband and I did go out on my birthday. We had dinner at this fabulous restaurant. It was good. And I was suffering from some bouts of that during the week, and something was telling me, Carol, you're deficient. You're deficient in something. Something you're not eating or something your body isn't getting. So I made it a point that the week after that, that I would, you know, eat more greens, eat more veggies, you know, really, really pay attention to what I'm eating. And I'm usually like that, but you know how you slack off sometimes. So, and I did start to feel better, and my number one thing was to get more water. So started feeling better, and then I didn't go to the gym last week when I wasn't feeling good, but Saturday, Friday, and Sunday we went back, and I just felt so good when I got back in the gym and started lifting again. There is nothing, nothing, nothing like lifting, like working out, like making your body sweat or work hard at something. I think that your body wants that. It wants to move and move weight, and, you know, the muscles want to be worked and stuff. And if you deny it, that's what happens to people. I think you just, it's kind of like it affects your psyche. When you're not moving, your mind just kind of settles like, well, nothing I can do. It's like it loses hope or something. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. There are so many times, Carol, that I wake up in the morning and the MS fatigue is there. Even though you've slept all night, the fatigue is there, and you're thinking, oh, do I really want to go? And I push myself to go. And every time I do that, when I'm through working out, I feel so much better because it's your mind telling your body you can beat it, you can do it.
Right.
It's just so important. Now, you were asking me some of the struggles I have with working out. If I get too hot working out, I have a place in my workout class I stand by a fan, and everybody knows that's my because I have to control temperature. MS reacts with temperature. If I'm on the Precor, this is the machine that goes, if I'm on it for longer than 10 minutes and I get off of it, I'll walk around like I'm drunk. I just lose my balance until I cool down. I used to play tournament racquetball. I was sponsored by Head, and I loved doing it. And that's one of the reasons they diagnosed the MS was because I'd get too hot and I'd see two balls. I wouldn't know which one to hit.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
So I'd start losing my eyesight. The old test for MS was if you got in a hot tub of water and your symptoms would kick in. Like after I would teach middle school, I would like to take a bubble bath because I teach women that they need to have 5, 10, 30 minutes for themselves during the day. And I would like to take a hot tub bath. Well, when I would take that hot tub bath, I'd lose my eyesight until I got out and cooled down. And I was like, what in the world's going on?
Right.
But you just work around it, you know, and I tell people, the clients I have that do have MS, even if they're in wheelchairs, I say, okay, you can rotate your neck, you can rotate your hands, whatever you can move, move. And I don't care if it's just your feet. I don't care if it's just your legs, because once you move your feet, then you'll move your legs, then you'll move your thighs, then it goes to different parts of your body, and your mind is saying, you can beat it, you can do
it. That's exactly right. You know, my husband had to go through something like that when he had his stroke. Because he had to go through, you know, 4 months of rehab and all that. And he was to the point where he could walk again. He could walk without much of a limp. And he had gotten his speech back. He never really lost it all the way, but there was some slurring. But the final thing was, you know, he's a computer person, IT technology. What do they use all the time? Their hands. He could not move his whole right arm, his hand, his arm, he could not move any of that. And the speech therapist, not speech therapist, but the occupational therapist that we had, she was totally wonderful, love her to death, even to this day. And that's like a little over 4 years ago now. She did this thing she called the Jedi Mind Trick. She was one of those people, she sounds like you. She was one of those people who did like old school stuff and she took New Age stuff, and she took things that she thought about herself, and she kind of mixed them all together and made her own way of doing things. So this Jedi mind trick was where she sat him down in this chair, and she put a mirror, a big giant mirror, in between his legs, and it was, you know, supported and all that. And the affected side was his right side. So what he would do is look into the mirror on his left side, and his right hand would be behind the mirror. His left hand was in front. And he would start moving his, you know, opening and closing his left hand. But because his brain was being tricked into, once he looked in the mirror, his brain was being tricked into thinking that was his right hand. That whole Jedi mind trick thing actually helped him help his arm and his hand and his fingers and all that stuff to start moving. I mean, you know, it took some time, but it was one of those things where you can't give up, you can't stop. And she did all these, some very conventional things, you know, like squeezing a ball, putting it down, all that.
Yeah.
And some very, like, out-of-the-box stuff. But in four months, he got his whole, he can work his fingers, you know, he can touch his, and you don't think about these things, you know, he can touch his thumb to his, pinky finger, then move his thumb up to each finger. You don't even think about that stuff, but that was impossible for him to do when he first started therapy. And then at the end, he could do it very slowly. But now he can do it, you know, he don't even really think about it. But, yeah, you just can't let stuff stop you. You just got to keep going, and not let anything or anybody. I applaud you for not allowing your family to stop you, because you could be one of the statistics. You could have been one of the people who had no children, or, you know, never found a husband or whatever, and just sitting in a chair, like in that Forrest Gump movie, the guy with that had lost his legs in Vietnam. He was like, "What, you know, what is life? What am I doing? Why are you saving me? You saved me for this. Well, what do I get out of this?" And, you know, you have to look at it like, I'm alive, I'm able to move and whatever.
You have to be thankful. And at the time when my daughter was diagnosed with epilepsy, of course, it was a misdiagnosis, and I learned that a lot of epilepsy, especially in women, is tied to a hormone imbalance, which was interesting,
right,
working with Dr. Mattson up at Yale University. But I was mad at God for a whole year until I finally thought to myself, who am I, this little peon on earth, to be mad at God? I mean, I remember that day I started laughing. I was like, boy, that is really an ego trip, Mary Ellen. That is really bad. And I finally started to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand. You know, right now I'm dealing with something really, really rough, because my daughter is, she's in dire straits. I'll tell that whole story one day. But I'm having to deal with feelings that I have. Now, I'm not mad at God, but I think she could be. She may be. I don't know, because of her situation that she's in right now. But, you know, it's one of those things. I'm sure a lot of people get mad at God, or they question God or whatever, but like you said, when you look at who are you when this being, he created us, you know, he's not even a being, I don't, he's omnipresent, omni everything, something we can't really understand. He created us, he gives us life, he allows us every single day to wake up and walk his earth, breathe his air, and enjoy the fruits of what he has done and what we do. So, you know, who are we to be mad, upset, disappointed, whatever? We, you know, he knows what's best for us, and he gives us. And it's so funny, you know, I think about all the decisions, including yourself, the decisions that you made in your life leading up to this point have gotten you to this point. So if you had made different decisions, you'd be in a much different situation right now, much different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and even my book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, I tell people all the time, I didn't write it, I heard it. I started hearing these things from my higher power, from God, from the universe, whatever. And I kept telling them, look, pick somebody else. I mean, look at me. I mean, you know, bright blonde, glow-in-the-dark hair. I mean, long fingernails. Nobody's going to listen to me. And he comes back with, or she comes back with, well, why do you think you've been through everything in your life?
Right.
I'm like, thank you very much.
And it's a wonderful book. The vignettes are really short. They're poignant. Mm-hmm. They really touch you. And it's like if you just looked at the book and just opened it up, where I know wherever you open it up is what you're supposed to be reading for that moment in time. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's been an awesome journey, an awesome experience. And every time people like it, I try to get my ego out of it, because like I said, I try to teach people to get into their knowings and get out of their beliefs, because your belief always includes a doubt. And I always hear my daddy saying, well, Mary Ellen, that and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee. So that always keeps me. I would come back, Carol, from making the cheerleading squad in high school and expect daddy to be so proud. And he'd go, Mary Ellen, that and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee. And I'm like, thanks a lot, Dad.
So, yeah.
But it's a way of keeping myself grounded. And I teach people, like when you're talking about being angry, that you're always only angry with yourself. You're always angry at yourself. You're not listening to yourself, not following your knowings, there's something there that it's not about anybody else. The philosophy I teach is one finger out, three fingers back. I mean, the good you see in others is the good you have inside yourself. And conversely, the things about other people that irritate you or hook you are God's way or the universe's way of showing you what you need to learn about yourself. And it's not that you just can't see something that's wrong. If you see it and just let it go, it's not necessarily in you. But if you see it, and then the next day you're going, well, why did that happen? I don't know why she's doing that. And the next day, and the next day, and you're still thinking about it, then you need to step back and say, okay, what do I need to learn from this? Is it something that I see that I've done before? Or is it something that I'd like to give myself permission to do, but I'm too good a person to give myself permission to do it? It's an interesting.
Oh, wow. That's deep. Well, now we've come down to the last few minutes, and I want you to be able to tell people how they can get in contact with you, find you, get more of what you have to offer. So why don't you do that, and then give us any last things you'd like for people to know about how they can move forward in their situation with the healing words.
Okay, you can contact me at www.askmaryellen.com. There are links there to Facebook and Twitter where you can follow my truths of the day that I post on Facebook Monday through Friday, and I've just picked up doing them on the weekends. Also, you can get copies of the book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. And when you're tired of being judged or criticized, or if you find yourself having a lack of motivation, or if somebody in your family or your friends do, pick up a copy of Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, and look through it, or give it to them as a gift. It is on Amazon.com. Type in the entire title, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, or again, go to AskMaryEllen.com. But you have the healing power inside of you. If you want to connect with me, my number's in the book, or you can give me a call at 423-653-6446. Or email me at askmaryellen@aol.com.
Awesome. And I hope you guys do that, because just picking up the book, like I said, if you pick up the book anywhere you open it to, it's for you at that moment in time, wherever you land. And those short little vignettes that she has in there are totally awesome, and they will help you get over, get through, get past, you know, accept or deal with whatever you're going through at that moment. So, Mary Ellen, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I so appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for just taking time out of your day, because, you know, we're all busy, we're doing stuff, but sometimes you just have to stop, take a breath, and allow God to work inside you, allow that healing power to work through you, and see how you can help another person. And there's always some other person out there you can help. So I wanted to thank you for, again, helping me to realize that with what I'm doing now, and you are doing that with your book. So I really, really appreciate it.
And I appreciate you. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks again. All right, everyone, please join me again next week for another episode of Fit for Life Radio. We're going to have another great guest on. And until then, everyone, please stay fit. Have a wonderful week and enjoy yourself. And please go to Mary Ellen's site, askmaryellen.com, and check her out. I'll see you again next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.